So I was just at the gym, riding a bike for like an hour. Because that's basically the only workout I want to do. Because I'm just trying to build endurance and lose weight. I'm not really trying to build muscle. I'm already a pretty strong guy. I don't really plan on getting bigger. Because if you saw me, you'd be like, fuck, that guy's huge. But I'm only 6'1". Yeah, only, right? So until I get up to you, I don't look very tall because I'm so fat, right? I guess that's a good way to say it. I mean, like, from the front, I look like a big, fat, stocky guy. Like, I don't look like... But then I get up to you, like, holy shit, he's fucking huge. Bouncer huge. I don't really care about being fat. I just want to be in shape enough that I can, you know, go on a hike or a walk or something, you know, like, and not have to worry about being winded and sweating my ass off, you know what I'm saying? Like, going, like, a 10K hike can be cool. That's my goal. I mean, modest goal, right? So, I mean, I'll end up losing some weight in the process, but, I mean, I'm not, like, looking to lose, like, 100 pounds or something. I mean, that'd be nice. It'd be sweet. I'd have to buy all new clothes, which cost me a shitload of money. But, you know, I could just wear baggy-ass clothes. I'd probably just wear baggy-ass clothes. I mean, I already buy expensive shoes, so fuck it, right? Stupid Adidas 993s, they cost too much. Anyways, so there's a girl at the gym today, right? She had a nice little butt. She was just standing there in front of me, and I was like, cool, as I'm sitting there biking away. And I was thinking, that's, you know, that's like the perfect size, shape, especially for a girl like that. Then I'm leaving, right? And, I mean, she had a cute face, and she looked familiar, kind of like, I'm like, damn, did I go to high school with her? But I'm terrible with that kind of shit. I am awful with names. If you know me, and I don't call you by your name, chances are, I don't know what the fuck your name is. I'll say, like, hey, buddy, what's going on, champ? Hey, pal, stuff like that. It's because I have no idea who you are. Or I might recognize, I knew a dude for, like, 3 years in college, never knew his name. I'm like, and at what point, you know, there's a point when you can't ask a dude's name anymore, right? I mean, you know a dude for, like, 2 years, and you're like, by the way, what's your name? Like, I knew, all I knew was he was from Delaware, so he used to call him Delaware all the time, too. But, like, seriously, awful. Felt bad. But as I'm leaving, right, and I was thinking, nah, that girl was pretty cute. There's this chick standing there, and she had to be 6'3", maybe? I mean, she's taller than me, right? So, and I'm wearing my New Balances, so I'm not, like, towering. I mean, maybe 6'2", at the most here. And maybe a little over, because I'm a little over 6'1". But, so she's probably 6'3", 6'4", okay? And she's got, like the thicker legs, kind of, like, a bigger butt, you know what I'm saying? Like, she looked proportional to herself, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like a basketball or volleyball player style, right? And I don't know what it is, but something about, like, Amazon-type chicks is hot. That's all I got to say. That's this whole thing. It was this 3 minutes before I get to this point. Amazon chicks, for some reason, are hot. I don't know what it is. You're just like, maybe she could kick the shit out of me, maybe? I mean, not me, but you get that feeling like, oh, man, she could beat up somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you can tell that it's like, oh, man, you know, she just pound the shit out of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it just turns you on. I don't know why. It's just kind of like, if you ever had that want to be manhandle thing, that's kind of what she does. I mean, like, I see these, like, movies where they're like, oh, she's a, you know, what are they called? Mistresses? Dominatrixes? Yeah, dominatrix. I'm like, yuki. She's like 3 pounds. Like, nothing. I mean, come on. I mean, that's like a chick you could wrestle with. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Like, this girl, like, and you know, she's actually athletic. She's not, like, you know, wannabe bullshit athletic. She's actually, like, you know, oh, she played sports, you know? Like, that's, I don't know, it's just something always hot about that. You always think, damn, you know, that's cool. I don't know why. I mean, she was really pretty, too, so added to it. I didn't say nothing, of course. I mean, it's so hard. You can't just hit on a girl in the gym. Hitting on a girl in the gym is, like, the worst thing ever. But girls can do it to a dude, and it's no problem, right? It's fucking two-sided right there. And also, I always see it, and you always wonder if you should talk to the girl. But, like, I'm on the bike, right? So just do-do-do-do-do, biking away. And girls walk in front of me, but when they get, like, in my eyesight, like, right pretty much in front of me, they slow down, or they start doing stuff, like, they're wiggling, or, like, they're, like, you know, pulling their shorts up or down, you know, shit like that, but, like, intentionally in front of you. It happened a lot more when I went to the daytime, because there was, like, nobody in the gym. So it wasn't like, oh, I'm just doing it because, you know, coincidentally there's a whole people. No, I mean, like, it's, like, me and that's it. There's, like, a dude, like 10 machines down, okay? So, I mean, it's obviously she did it for me. You always wonder, can I hit on that girl? That's a question I pose you. How do you approach a girl in the gym? Because, you know, they might just be there to work out and not get hit on by a bunch of dudes. You know what I'm saying?